Alright, so this particular track is not such a great reading track. These albums, or the Anime Scenes Tracks EPs, are pretty experimental, so some of the tracks are definitely not great chill tracks. And also, this track is a whopping 7 minutes and 44 seconds. So I am not going to play the entire thing, but I figured that this is probably a good opportunity to talk about some books that I mentioned earlier. One particular book that, or I should say a manga series, not a book, that I am currently reading that I would recommend is Mieruko-chan by Izumi Tomoki. You may have seen this one before. It's been on Pixiv a lot, and it started as a little like Twitter/Pixiv webcomic that eventually got picked up for serialization based on how well it did on those platforms. And in essence, the premise is that there is a girl who can see all kinds of ghosts and spirits and demons and shit in her everyday life, and she just tries to ignore them because she feels like interacting with them directly is only going to invite those ghosts into her life more. So she just sees all this like horribly creepy shit and tries her best to ignore it. And it's pretty interesting. The author has a knack for drawing really creepy ghost scenarios, and I would recommend it. I am 20 chapters in and it's super enjoyable. And it's spooky. Again, that is Mieruko-chan, or I guess the girl who can see would be the best way to translate it. I'll do one more quick rec and then go back to weeb music. Let's see. So much good shit. It's troublesome to pick one. There's a Frankenfran sequel that kind of just came up out of the blue called Frankenfran Frantic. It's more Frankenfran. If you haven't read Frankenfran, you should. And if you've already read it, congratulations, there's more of it. Let's see. Have you heard of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? Okay, no. Let's see. Oh, really good series. I am thoroughly enjoying the degenerate hijinks of Musume no Tomodachi, or My Daughter's Friend. Basically, what happens is this guy is a salaryman. He's just totally exhausted of life. His wife passed away. His daughter's a hikikomori and is uninterested in talking to him. But one day, he winds up bumping into his daughter's friend, who is very cute and also like 16 or 17. And she immediately starts trying to seduce him. And it just spirals into this crazy, like, awful thing where he's trying to just, you know, stave off her advances. And she is aggressively like, no, like, I'm gonna take you to a hotel. And he has to battle his inner ego to not fuck this JK who wants nothing more in life than to jump his bones. And again, it's his daughter's friend, so it's just this super awkward thing, but it's also great. She's the queen of thoughts, and it's a really, really, like, sexually tense but also dramatic story where you never know, like, the second these two get caught, his life is over. So it's really good. You know what, I'll pop back in with some more recommendations later, but for now I'll get back to what you're actually listening for.